Jeez.
We're live.
Okay, we are back from recess. The longest 5 minutes I've ever seen in my life. BOE number 2015-100, Valley Ridge Residences. And just, sir, just so you know, this is being recorded and sent over the World Wide Web. Go ahead. First one is the Bird Road.
Yeah, first one's Bird Road, okay. That would be Country Ridge or Valley Ridge? Which one? Which name?
I'm showing Valley Ridge Residences.
Valley? Okay.
Three, if that matters.
There you go.
Section 42.
Yeah. Richard Huffman, and I am a member of the LLC for Valley Ridge Residences 3 LLC. Here before you today to ask for a reduction in value based upon the net operating income of the project. And the net operating income has added back in the depreciation, and I have passed out a schedule to each one of the commissioners on this board to review. And they're all there together, but they're line itemed out. Valley Ridge is on there as a line item.
So we've got that set. The request or the market value, $832,233.
Yes. And I have to apologize because I handed out all my copies, so I don't have a copy in front of me of it, if I can borrow one of them.
Here.
Yes. That is, which valley are we on?
I'm showing Valley Ridge Residences 3.
3, okay. That is correct. Mr. Williams, at a 9% cap rate for our area, that gives it a value of $832,233. We are showing that it would be excess. The excess assessed value is $109,306, as you can see on the far right-hand side. And we are, as many of you are aware, House Bill 613 was signed by the governor about a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago now, I guess. And
We could go today.
Okay. And we are following the law of how it was presented to the governor and passed.
He also vetoed our splitting of the circuits, which I haven't figured that one out yet. But anyways.
So all we're asking for on this one is a reduction, as you can see before you there.
From what to what?
From the $1.407 million to the $832,233, and it's all based on income approach, has nothing to do with cost approach, or I don't want to say...
Correct.
Yeah. And then House Bill 613, which ended up being RSMO... don't remember, pretty much states that we have to use the values presented to us by an income approach given by an appraiser. Is that correct? Who did the appraisal on this?
This is not done by an appraiser.
Okay.
This is off of the audited financials.
Okay.
That using the capitalization rate of
the
9%.
Is that not a high cap rate?
For last year, when we were in here,
that's
not here right now, but she told us that the average capitalization rate for Missouri last year was a little bit over 9%.
Was it? Okay.
And so,
well, I abstain from voting on this, but 9% is logical.
The assessor had some comments earlier that the Assessors Association is going to try and get this appealed right away. And the other issue was that a state tax commission was going to send down directions on how they go about doing the income approach. Wouldn't it be better off until we get some more information on clarification that we deny this and let him take it to the state tax commission?
It's up to the board if they want to make a motion to do so. It was set in 2014 at 1344. Was it for this specific parcel? So I guess the question is because it was reassessed, he can bring it back?
Because the reason it was, because we brought it back was the appraisers were out there and they found a building, golf cart building or something. It wasn't a huge value, as I remember, but it was a building that was not on the...
See, that wouldn't be on value. They wouldn't have a golf cart on Schedule 42 housing,
I'm
would
thinking
they?
About the, I'm on the wrong project. I apologize. It could be one of those that we didn't hold the BOE value through the conversion. Is that the value he's wanting for it?
No, he's asking for the... due to the cap rate of $832,233. Mm-hmm. But again, it has nothing to do with project cost or building cost. It all has to do with income approach and the new law.
Mm-hmm.
If the new law is overturned or however that happens, how do we go back and change the values? Do we not?
I'm sure you would next year.
It had to be during a reassessment.
Yeah. It was passed. There was only three nays in the House and the Senate. It's probably got a pretty low chance of getting overturned. Also, since it is the correct approach, because the reason for Section 42 housing is to give a person affordable housing. If we were leasing these to a normal person, we would charge $800 a month. But we charge $400 a month.
If you rent it to me, I'm not normal. You'd still charge me $800 a
month. Well, I would you, but if we could. But and that's the whole reason, is these are not to be to make money. If they were to make money, they wouldn't have a program for tax credits. So that's the whole purpose of the program. And the federal government gives state tax or gives federal tax credits in order for you to sell those to reduce your cost, even when you're building them. Because these are not to make money. As a developer, when we make our money is when we build them, because they give us a fee to build them. Once we built them, the income's very low for 15 years. Now, when the 15 years are up, we'll probably be back here, you know, sometime, because at that point in time, then they can go to a full market rate. You can raise the rent if you take them out of the program. But you can't take them out of the program for 15 years. You're locked in.
And that statute, if I understood right, was being pushed by the Collectors Association, and then that portion was added on afterwards. The assessor section was added on afterwards. The original bill was being pushed for the Collectors Association. So they went ahead and pushed it through, is what we understand, but a lot of them didn't want that assessor's portion added. So there is a possibility that they are going to go back and take it off. We've seen it happen before.
Mm-hmm. Right now it's law. They're just following the law.
Is that Valley View? Is that Valley View on Bird Road? Is that the development that Steve Redford started?
No.
No.
No, it's not. No. It's a different one then.
Yeah, I don't know what that'd be. These are all, we did all these.
Gentlemen, do we have any thoughts? No. Do we have any?
I have some to state on this. We earlier had a couple that we sent on to the state. We denied them because we thought it was in their best interest to do so. Since then, the law has been passed. Now, this is since we started this.
Not to interrupt you, I think since then we discovered the law had been passed.
Yes.
At that time, we didn't know that the law had been passed.
Right. Right.
We knew it was. We didn't know that he had signed it and did an emergency clause on it.
Was that July the 1st or something that it said on the signing?
Remember.
But anyway.
A week ago, yesterday or today.
To be fair and to be
Let me ask you this, because I know where you're going. Is the state going to use a different cap rate and actually make it lower than what he's presenting to us?
That's what I'm thinking.
That'd be a fear that I would have, so I would almost accept the higher amount, because I guarantee the state's going to accept a lower amount. So, like it or not, and you guys can make whatever motion you'd like it or not, they're probably going to get it lower than $832,000 if they take it on the state tax commission.
Well, like, as long as they're the state's consistent with it, I don't have any problem with that.
I was going to say, I mean, if the state's going to lower it, it's in their best interest to go to the state.
It's in theirs, but it's not in the county's. Actually, the county doesn't care. It's the schools and everything else.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling if it leaves here, they'll actually get lower amount than $832,000. So whatever you gentlemen want to do.
Well, I would sure ask that you consider it, because it's expensive to go on to state tax court. And I've done that in the past. As some of you know, I don't think anybody's on this commission when I've done it, but we've done it, and we always just follow the statute, and we have won every tax court case against Taney County in the last 22 years, just because we're following the law. That's all we're doing. But it costs you money, and it costs me money when we go to court.
Gentlemen?
Do we have the evidence on the income approach?
He has a verified audit.
I don't think we have that.
Gentlemen, do we have a motion?
Well, you didn't want to hear mine.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I won't interrupt you this time. I promise.
No, I was going to make a motion to deny on their for their benefit going on. But to have those, won't they send down somebody that's will they go in front of Bart Titchener or somebody like that, Chuck, or whoever they?
Yeah, Luann Johnson, or
they'll actually come down here and meet with you guys here.
Yeah.
Maureen Monahan. Get the other guy's name. We've got three hearing officers.
The only reason I want to do that, Mr. Huffman, is because of the fact that we did the others before we knew that bill had been passed, and we sent them on to the state tax commission, and each one of them would come out fair that way instead of us trying to figure out what yours is and then figure out what theirs are. I think there was two or maybe three earlier ones that we...
I don't remember. So do we have a motion, or you were going to make that motion?
No, that's my motion, yeah.
We have a motion to deny. Do we have a second? Motion fails due to a lack of second. Gentlemen, what do you guys want to do? Oh, were you?
Well, I was getting ready to.
Well, I'm sorry.
Like
I counted to 20 in my head, and that takes me 2 minutes. Mr. Strahan, would you like to remake your motion?
Well, that's the only way that I can see the fairness to the other three that came before us. I'm going to make a motion to deny.
We have a motion to deny. Do we have a second?
I second.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE number 2015-100. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We had one abstention. Aye.
You were
aye. Will these get, do we just do like we usually do, just...
We'll send you a letter and have all the information on how to file an appeal with the state tax commission.
Okay. And then we usually file with them, pay the taxes under protest, and then file a lawsuit.
Yeah. They might not get to you before the end of the year. A lot of times they don't.
That's going to cost you a lot of money. I've never lost.
I think they're going
to
actually
give you... Not fair to the citizens pay taxes.
I think you're going to give taxes...
When the law is the law.
Again, I think you're going to get it actually lower than what you're presenting to us.
We will. We'll now go at our real valuation because of this. Yep.
That'll be better for you.
It will. It will.
Too bad. Okay.
BOE number 2015-101, that's the one at 153 South Payne Stewart Drive, Valley Ridge, Residences 2.
Be the same situation, asking for a reduction of value based upon NOI, going from 1 million, where are we at here, Valley Ridge 2, going from 1,532 to 1,184,733.
I'm showing 1,536,419. Is it? Make sure we're talking about the same property.
I don't know. This is the appeal I have.
Oh.
Valley Ridge 2.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're talking about the same one, so we're not.
Valley Ridge 2. Yeah. Okay. There's. Just so you know, when these statements came out, there was discrepancy in several of our statements this year. I notified Chuck of it about a month ago, and they were kind of all over the board with a few thousand each other.
I think there's been quite a few computer errors, I think is how it's been explained. So. I'm assuming you're going to present the same. You're going to present the same evidence on this one as well.
I'm sorry.
So you're going to present the same evidence on this one as well.
Same evidence.
What was your number? What was your number on that? The value you had, you're going from what to what?
It's going from
1.5.
153211 to 1184733.
Yep.
Okay, but that's what we got here. That's what we've got on this. But I thought there was a increase or something. I thought you had a different number when they were sent out.
His actual number is one. According to the assessor, it's at 1,536,419, not...
Okay.
So it's actually a few thousand dollars higher than what... than not your 1,532.
Right.
$733,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, is that a 70% decrease or 30% decrease? Am I doing my math right? Roughly 29% decrease. Okay. In years past, how much of a decrease have you gotten, do you know, percentage wise?
In years past, it depends on the project.
If you've gone on to
some of the years past, we're going to talk about one here in a minute, but when we build them new, sometimes they come on at full value. We'd come over here, and they'd be lower to a lower value.
Going on to State Tax Commission, how much then has it been decreased?
They've always accepted our findings every time. I got back a check for 200 and some thousand a few years ago in the hotel downtown. Got them on the Woods Resort back when we owned it. Just, you know, because all we do is pretty simple process. Just get an appraiser and have it appraised and spend about $20,000 and
save $200.
Yep.
Again, I'll state what I said earlier. I don't like it, but it is what it is, and I feel that the county would be best served accepting their
evaluation. I just want to go on the record to say that if the taxes were put on the books at what would be a full market rate apartment complex, then these people, in which in the case there's about 350 represented here, would not be living in those because they couldn't afford to rent. That's the program. That's why it is. Now, if we don't want affordable housing in our county, and if that's what the commission is saying to the public, is we don't want affordable housing,
I just
want to go on the record and
say that. This is Board of Equalization. This isn't commission.
No,
I just wanted to...
You are a commission, though.
We're the Board of Equalization.
A Board of Equalization. But that's what it's for.
Rick, if I could, when I sat on the county commission, I know you brought a project or two when I was on the commission, and
correct.
You said, yeah, this sounds great. I didn't pick up, or I don't know whether it was said, that there would be this issue. It was tax credit housing. You know, you got a tax credit, and that's the way you all did it. I did not personally catch that when it came to paying in cash property tax that you got a break there. That's just my background. Mm-hmm. My question is, how long has this been going on? I mean, as you know, I'm new at the assessment thing, and from what I'm seeing around the state, the issue, and the governor signed this bill, it mm-hmm. seems like it's kind of been brought to a head. Is that?
It has. It's an ongoing issue within certain counties in certain states. It's a federal program issued in all states, all 50 states. In the state of Kansas, we've never had an issue. Never had to go to a BOE because they do appraise based on NOI. In the state of Missouri, in the past, this commission has given a pretty fair value, tried to give a pretty fair value on them. The reason for the law was there is about a handful of districts that pushed for the law to try to get them to raise up. Like I said, it was a partisan. Only three people voted against this bill in the House and the Senate. Pretty heavily voted on bill because they understand it. The Missouri Department of Housing out of the Kansas City office testified in front of commission recommending this. This government entity, federal and state, recommended this to keep housing prices low because that's what everybody wanted was affordable housing. If our taxes are high here, and if we would drop just a matter, and you're going to see here, we even listed out here for you on this list, our occupancies are very high, 95, 95, 92, 93, 95, 97, 96. We probably carry the highest occupancy in Canyon County. I'd almost bet on that one. I would bet on it. Okay. The reason we do, we have low rent. If we would raise these rents and our occupancy went down, these deals wouldn't work. We go back to the state. The state's the one that finances them. We don't. They have the debt. We have to pay it with interest back to the state. But that's the whole reason for the program. And what this bill was trying to do was to solidify that because there had been the lawsuit that had been carrying on for 3 or 4 years in Missouri. And it was costing everybody a bunch of money. It was costing the state money every time they used to go to the state tax court. And the state got tired of spending the money. And they said, we're going to pass a bill. So they did. And all we're doing is following the law. It's just a law. A law is law. It's hard to argue law. I don't care if... And Danny, these guys that were there last week, I understand their problem. They got here before the law was signed. Now it's signed, and I feel like I shouldn't get penalized just because I am here after the law was signed.
And we know about the law.
And it's known about, and that'll come out in the lawsuit. And when there's testimony, Chuck will have to testify. It's just not fair, but hey, we will abide by whatever you guys do.
Gentlemen, do we have a motion? It's a difference of $351,000. I know we've lowered, well, not us, but anyways.
Well, you've got me a little confused. I thought we were doing this for your benefit because we didn't understand whenever this came out, Rick, I thought we were actually, if you took this to the state tax commission, it would be a lower rate than what you're getting now.
Could be. And it could, I mean, it's a chance that we take and to for a little lower capitalization rate. It depends. We build a lot of apartments, Mr. Trahan. I mean, we have thousands of apartments in several states. And we've sold apartments. And it depends upon what you're selling, what the cap rate will be. In Arizona, we may sell a brand new apartment complex, and right now the cap rates out there on new stuff is about 5 cap, 5 1/4, 5.50. It's very low out there. That's a different market than we are. They're totally different. Here in Caney County, we have higher cap rates, unless it's a Lowe's or a Home Depot or somebody with really strong credit. We sold a building last year in this county for 7 3/4 cap. But it was a credit tenant, Wall Street, triple B plus bond-rated credit tenant. So you're going to get a low cap rate with that. Apartments in, as Jerry said, he thought 9% was a fair cap rate for Caney County. And I think it's probably between 8 and 9, yeah, quite honestly. If I was a buyer.
8.9%.
8.9%.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm back to where Danny was getting at. You pretty well told us that you thought you would get even lower than what you were asking here, so why wouldn't you?
I think I said that. I don't want to put.
Oh. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay. I mean, that could happen, but I'm also going to have to spend several thousands of dollars. This is going to cost us. You know, I got to pay an appraiser like Jerry. They're high priced too. You
well,
know.
And let's do it then. If you're going to pay,
they make a lot of money. So
if appraiser's going to make any money, let's do it.
I'd advise you probably not to make jokes like that.
But no, it's we're gonna have to have an appraisal on each one of those properties, and that's going to cost money. And then an attorney's to file, that's going to cost money. So, and you guys are going to have to hire an attorney, and that'll cost you guys money. That's all it is.
That's up to Mr. Pennell there.
Or, yeah, it's up to Mr. Pennell, I guess, if he hires an attorney. But if he does, it comes out of the county's coffers at the end of the day. But I'm just trying to avoid that. That's all I want to do, just avoid all the legal and the paperwork. And I thought 9% was fair because it's fairly high.
What's the percentage on commercial?
32. But this would be residential.
Oh, is it?
Right, Rick? Apartments are residential.
They're residential.
Yeah. Oh, because it's not a night. Okay.
Yeah, they're pure residential. And guys, just so you know, I brought these along. I don't need to hand them out to you, I don't think. But these are not our financial statements. These are all third-party audited financial statements by recognized CPA firms that have to be provided to the state. And that's, so each one of these incomes on this sheet are off of audited statements, not just off our book financial statements or whatever. Mm-hmm. All the stabilized.
Gentlemen. What do you guys want to do? I know Mr. Kerbo's abstaining. I think we know where Danny's at. I think we know where I'm at.
Well, I'll make a motion to reduce it to $1,184,733.
We have a motion to set the value of BOE number 2015-101 at a value of $1,184,733. Do we have a second? I'll second that.
Right here.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay?
Nay.
Motion carries. We can relook at that parcel if we'd like to.
I'm in agreement with you on that, Grant. If you're going to do it. But if you're going to do that, you might as well go back and do his value on the other one. You shouldn't do one of them.
Well, I'm not going to vote on this, but it seemed to me like we're kind of mixing apples and oranges. If we voted one way on the first one, and then we voted different on this one.
We just got to discussing that down here, and you might as well go back and somebody will have to call for a vote that was on the...
It was 5 ayes.
Yeah.
On which one?
We're talking about going back on number 100. It was 5 ayes.
Should have been 4 ayes. Mr. Kerbo. Mr. Kerbo abstained. Gentlemen, let's look at BOE number 2015-100. Can we get entertain a
motion
for parcel number 08-4.0-19-000-000-008.000. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to re-look at parcel number attached to BOE number 2015-100. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
You just sat over and said we had to do it.
No, I just said if you're going to do one, you might as well do them all, is what all I right. said.
Yeah. So motion carries.
It's hard to do two when you're all doing it at the same time.
We had 3 ayes. Okay. We have 1 nay, and we have an abstention.
Excellent. Thank you.
So we are now back at parcel number 2015-100. I'm assuming we would entertain a motion to set the value at $832,233.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion. Do we have a second? I'll second that. We have a motion and a second to set BOE number 2015-100. Unless we're going to get a new parcel number or a new BOE number.
No, it's same.
Okay. Which is parcel number 08-4.0-19-000-000-008.000 to set the value at $832,233. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. Please note the record. Mr. Kerbo abstained. We are now at BOE number 2015-98, which is the Country Ridge Residences 2.
You should be happy to provide.
You want me to make some copies of that now for
you? Give the audit.
Correct. Or number two. Country Ridge 2.
Here is every audit.
Make sure I got them all. Okay.
What's that?
No, I just, I've got them summarized here. So, yeah, you can have all these.
You want me to make copies of these?
Copies, yeah, okay. Good, those are, yeah.
Rick, is your rationale for this same as for the others?
It is, exact same thing, and the evidence that I'm presenting over to you are the audited financials of everything that we're going to discuss under the Section 42 today, so you'll have them for your record. And then for the record, I've handed to each one of the commissioners a summary report of each one of these we're talking about today with the detailed breakdown on them.
Is there a different value you can come up with that's a little bit higher than $447,000?
We just used audit report and NICAP. That's all we did on these. To be consistent. We wanted to be consistent. Because we did have to go to the state, or if the state reverses it, we need to be consistent in our approach.
So we have a request to set the value at $447,367.
And I'll just to interject here on this one here, why it is low. Country Ridge 2 that we're talking about was done with, I don't get too tech, was done with some home funds in that year. The rents are lower there, and the expenses are higher because of that. And therefore, it just doesn't make any money hardly at all on there. Pay its debt service with, and that's why that one is lower. It was one of the earlier projects.
Gentlemen, to move things along, he's going to present the same information for each one.
Each one.
So we have a request of $447,367. Does anybody want to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second? I'll second it. We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-98 at the value of $447,367. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay?
Nay.
Motion carries. Please let the record reflect that Mr. Kerrwell abstained.
We didn't get your second.
I seconded it.
You seconded it.
Excuse me.
Sorry. BOE number 2015-99, Country Ridge Residences, currently has a value of $1,751,454.
Requesting the commission to...
The board.
Board, sorry about that. To reduce from $1,751,474 to $1,116,944 based upon the audit report for this property showing net operating income at a 9% capitalization value, reducing the appraised value by $634,529. And the board has the statement in front of them reflecting this request.
I would entertain a motion to set the value based on the audit report.
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second? I'll second it. We have a motion to set BOE number 201, excuse me, we have a motion and a second to set the BOE number 2015-99 to a value of $1,116,944. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay?
Nay.
Motion carries. BOE number 2015-102, that's the Ridgecrest Residences, LLC, at 2026 Bird Road.
I'd like to request the board for reduction in value on Ridgecrest from a value by appraiser of $1,832,950 to a value reduced to $1,186,189, which is a reduction of $646,761. This is based upon the net operating income for the audit, third-party audit prepared that the board has in front of them, along with the calculation showing or reaching there.
Gentlemen, the evidence provided shows that he's requesting a value of $1,186,189. Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second? I'll second it. We have a motion and a second to set the BOE number 2015-102 value at $1,186,189. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay?
Nay.
Motion carries. And we have BOE number 2015-103, Greens at Branson Hills. Two.
The, excuse me, this project here, we're now switching to Section 42 senior housing, not regular. And the last year at the BOE, this was reduced. This year, you came back appraised really high. As you can see from in front of you, it went from $1,208,722 to $3,317,815, which was
we're talking about. Yeah.
The one that, oh, I'm sorry. Wrong Greens. Greens 2 went $895 to $2,002,512. And this one was not in front of you last year, to correct myself. This is brand new, or partially new.
Rick, what you might do is do the Greens 1 first, because that was stabilized property. Greens 2, you don't have a net operating income. It was based on the Greens 1, not keeping that same value.
The record needs to reflect that Greens, this was based off of Greens at Branson Hills LLC's value of NOI for 1 year, their exact same units. This Greens 2 LLC was not completed, and therefore it is getting appraised as units complete this year, and we used the value of Greens.
So Greens is now Schedule 42 senior housing?
Senior. This is senior, yes.
And when was it made into senior?
It was built as senior.
Built as senior.
Yeah.
The Greens 2.
Greens and both. Greens 2 are both senior.
Okay,
projects.
I thought you
they're
said
side by side.
Okay, I thought you said they are now.
Is that the one when you go up before you get to your office on the left?
That is correct. On Branson Hills Boulevard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's them. Duplexes.
Why was the increase such a large amount?
The appraisers were out and reviewed it and just put it on the cost system.
What was the Wesley, can you pull up the Greens, the other Greens, and tell us what the history was, please? Yeah, 104.
Was there, Rick, would there have been some of that, of the, not the two, the other one, the first one, that wasn't on maybe the year before? Why it went up so high?
Which one are we talking about?
Right, the first Greens.
The first Greens?
Greens.
Greens 1, or the first greens, no, there was no change.
So we went from 1.5 to 4.549 this year, so we increased it 3 million?
Yeah, it, I say some reason or other, it, that one, out of all of ours, jumped like crazy.
We're trying to get you back for all the other ones you lowered.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to be satisfied if we lower it back to that plus the 2.251510596 plus the 2.25? See what that is.
Talking about the index, 2.25
right.
Index?
Yeah. Commissioner Strahan, what we'd like to do is on, now I'm talking greens here, not greens 2, the first one that was up, but the one that's been out there for a few years that we're looking at on the screen right now here.
Yeah.
I'd like to be consistent in case this would happen to change, that we're following a consistent pattern of net operating income at 9 cap. In case they change the law or whatever changes, I can say I was consistent with the law all the way through. I'd hate to have one off.
You can still say you don't like it, and we can still do it, and you're still consistent.
Yeah.
Last one. Go ahead.
What's his request on this one? I don't see it on you.
$1,208,000.
On the schedule.
$1,208,722.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was checking off.
With what you were wanting to do, you're probably looking in the 1.58 range, 1.6 range.
Yeah. Well, I go back to saying that's what would be consistent with what everybody else got.
Who set it at the 1.5 million? Did it go before BOE?
Yeah, BOE.
BOE did this. Well, last year, BOE did it.
It would have been 2 years ago, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it have been 2 because
no,
we
there's
don't.
No, there's no history on it at all.
What is it?
2 years ago.
Remember.
Yeah.
There's no history on it, right, Wesley?
There's no DNA history on this parcel.
Yeah. So I don't think this one was brought
on this parcel
for BOE.
There wasn't any BOE history.
According to what I'm looking at, starting in 08, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one.
I keep going back to 1. I mean, with my mind, so it's...
So, gentlemen, do we have any thoughts, a motion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wes, you look for BOE?
Mm-hmm.
There
is no BOE history.
I caught part of that, but I didn't catch all those.
Oh, he was just, I've got the dates on here. He was showing me when they were completed. When they went into service. I didn't, on off to the very left side.
What's that now? Mm-hmm. 1,510,596 was last year's value.
It is a reduction, isn't it?
Well, it was quite the increase. I mean,
but we don't have any explanation why it went that high.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Now we can. What I stated was, if we did treated everybody the same, we'd get the 2.25 on the index, and that would be what the number we would apply to. That 1,510,595.
$1,000,000. Kenny just said they put it on, they measured it and put it on by the cost program.
To get that $4 million?
Yep.
Well, then I'd say you need to go back, look at it again before we try to make a decision. That's way too much difference.
Yeah. To answer your question from earlier, Ms. Strahan, because I didn't give you an answer, talking with my partner, we would, if you took that back to $1,510,000 where it was, or I'm sorry, yeah, $1,510,000.
Yeah.
We would accept that if we could use the same valuation when we move on to greens two per unit. So it's consistent. The greens is consistent.
Are they the same?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the units are the same on the next one?
Mm-hmm. They're exact same unit.
Or the prior one?
Just another
same,
phase.
Same unit, same rent.
Same rent, same everything.
I'll pull that up and see what it is, Randy.
Do the math.
Yeah. It's 1,118,000.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Rick. I thought I was trying to.
It's $1,118,959.
For the next one.
You already did. For the prior one.
Well, what? How much would it be for the next one?
$1,118,959. That's for technically on the BOE, it's the prior one. Gentlemen, do you have a thought? Are you guys still thinking?
We're going to do this. I'm taking what he said. I don't know how to do the 4.5 million. I know that's too high, so I'm not. The reason I ask him to go back and measure it, or something's way off base here.
Well, the problem is measuring is still using the cost approach and it's not using the income approach.
Really? I understand that.
So it doesn't do any. I mean, we can go and have a measure.
I know. Here's what I'm saying. We've got to figure this way out of whack. He did that off of the cost approach and not the income approach.
Right.
If the income approach is, which he's got, is less than the 1,510,579, and they're willing to accept that. Just trying to be consistent with what I said. I thought if it was raised to the 225 instead of the 202, I'd be fine with it.
When he's saying 202 and 225, he's talking about the index.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just so you guys know.
That was the index raised that everybody in the county.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Everybody
in the county got it, so I was just trying to be fair to everybody else as I am to you.
Mm-hmm.
Both projects have the same number of rooms?
No.
Well, one has 40 units, one has 54. But I think Brandon did the math already. He divided it by.
Which unit has the 40 and which the 54?
The Greens 2 has 40 units, and the Greens has 54 units.
Okay.
Ends up being $27,973.90. $27,974 per unit. So then you take that times 40 and you get the 1,119 or whatever it was.
What'd you end up with on that?
1,118,959.
And that's on the next.
That'd be on the.
They talked about.
Well, the prior one we skipped over to get to this one.
Well, I could make a motion that way and then we can see if it could go anywhere. I'm just wanting to be fair to everybody. I'm going to go with the one, moving it back to what it was last year with the 1,510,596 plus the 2.25 index.
Which is roughly a 6%, Chuck?
10 to 11. 10%.
So what does that take
it
to? Okay.
See if that's what everybody in the county guy's way, I'm understanding it on that.
Yeah, we got 5%.
5%. Across the board.
Most of them got 5%. Higher percentage got 5%.
Yeah. On this income deal, will you accept the 5%?
It's not 2.5%. It's a it's index. It's different. Yeah. No, it's ends up being so the 2 point, and I should know and I don't. What the 2.25 is roughly 10 to 11%, and the 2.1 is roughly 5%. 2.02.
If you did others at 5%, we're doing a cost approach instead of the index approach.
We're starting to.
I'd be willing to do that 5% on top of that, whatever it is. That's what I'm most.
That's
1,510 plus 5%.
That's that ends up being 1,586,000. 1,586,000.
You'd be happy with that, Rick?
Yeah.
That's
so we have a motion to set the value at $1,586,000. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. We have a motion to second to set the value of BOE number 2015-104 at $1,586,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Please just remember that Mr. Kerbo abstained. Yes.
What's 5% on the next one?
Well, we have to divide that by the 54 rooms. Take that times the 40 rooms. You've got $1,174,894. So we can say $1,175,000.
I'm good with that.
So now we're at BOE number 2015-103, which is the one right above the one we just did, called Greens at Branson Hills 2. Per the agreement that was said, that would set that value at $1,175,000. Do we have a motion to do so?
Where was it at last year? I'm looking on
it's
the board.
It's new, so there isn't one.
There is no value of last year. I'm wanting to...
Well, there is a value of last year. $13,100.
It was land.
I know. I'm just. There was a value there last year.
That's my motion.
So we increased. We increased it to the $1,175,000. With the help
motion,
of.
Brandon.
With the help of them. We have a motion to set the value of BOE number 2015-103 at $1,175,000. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay.
Where are we at, Rick? Is that all of them?
Nope.
That's all of those. And then I'm going to withdraw one whenever we get to it. I'm not going to withdraw that one.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm going to withdraw this one.
Is that the one I tried to buy off of you a couple years ago?
Huh?
Is that the one I tried to buy off of you a couple years ago?
The golf course?
Yeah.
I wish you would.
Well, which one are you going to withdraw?
Boutique hotel.
I think he said it was only worth $500,000 for the clubhouse, though, or something.
That's what I'm going to withdraw.
The boutique hotel?
Yeah, you may have it as promenade. I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, we'll withdraw that. That'll make it go faster. We received an audit report in between the time we filed on the boutique hotel. Ironically, you have it appraised at $9.2 million if we take the net operating income on it for last year under the audit report, add back the depreciation. It came out to $9.2 million. We were within $200,000 of you. So you did good on that one, Chuck.
So we will withdraw that.
That's 106.
2015-106 has been withdrawn. BOE number 2015-105, Branson Hills Golf Company at 100 North Payne Stewart Drive. Is it still called Payne Stewart Drive?
It is. Yeah, that's a street name. Yep.
Currently, you have a value set at $1,376,280.
Oh, where's that here? That's the wrong one. Whoop. Here we go. Branson Hills Golf Company, and what this one is, guys, is this is just a part of the golf course. It's the clubhouse and the parking lot and some tennis courts and the pool. Okay, which is all part of the golf course. It's all one company owned one.
Is this that specific parcel?
Yeah, this is a parcel of that.
This includes the clubhouse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it received an increase this year. It looks like it, where it went from a previous assessed to $300,000 up by $100,000. And I would request that we take it back down to where it was last year. The property had had a negative NOI on a bit of $90,000 after depreciation. So it is still, overall, that project is still losing money. So I didn't see any reason why it would go up $100,000 in value of just a piece of it. Went up $100,000. The rest of the course just went up by your 5%. But this one somehow jumped 25%. So I'd like to take it back to where it was.
That's the residential.
You're showing what? I'm sorry, ma'am.
$1,376,000.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what are you looking for, Rick?
To take it back to 1,080,894, where it was. So that's a huge increase for something that still hadn't made any money.
And looking at your values up there, I see that, and I don't know why, which I did, 2014, you'll see the residential values were the same, but the commercial value dropped $60,000 in 14. Why would it have done that? I don't know. But it shouldn't change the value in 14 unless there was...
There's
a BOE
on it
right there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That answers that question.
You can't move it.
Yeah, last year it's the BOE.
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Okay, I missed that one.
So the parcel we're looking at is 2014.
I don't agree with it, but I mean, I see why. Yeah. We've got... another golf course in town, and I think they're paying for the cost approach, and you all lowered it a lot last year. So.
And
which is 47 the number that we're looking at as far as the same?
Yes.
Parcel number?
Yes.
And I'm just asking, how do you know that?
If you look right here, there's your parcel number.
Yep.
Here's your BOE.
Oh, referenced. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So last year we lowered it
13%
to the 1,058,552. And that's what you're asking for now?
Yes. And but after, keep it consistent since it is still.
And after
it hasn't gone up in value at all.
And after it said a BOE.
And it's still losing money per the audited statements at $90,000.
What do we.
But once it's.
That's one of the things I'd like some stuff in the notes on the evidence. I don't understand. Exactly. I know we lowered it. There's my name with the vote and everything.
You even voted aye.
What?
I said you even voted aye.
I did. I vote aye once in a while. Anyway, the...
this is just out of the old program. If you want us to go try and find the paper minutes, we can. But this is from the old program, okay?
I understand that. I'm just saying that if I can... In the future, if I can get some notes that tells us why we made the reduction, it's going to be a whole lot easier for us. And I'm understanding that you're going to apply that.
We're trying to.
Yeah.
What, after it goes to BOE, I didn't think it could be raised, or is that after it goes to tax commission?
This is a reassessment here.
So due to the fact that it's a reassessment here, is how it can be raised?
It can be raised. Okay. As a general rule, we don't, unless it's been 3 or 4 years.
So it's not been 3 or 4 years? And has there been any improvements?
None. This is the one I started to speak to, that when they reassessed it, they found a building that that was not on.
That was not previously on there.
Yeah.
So they added a building to the books?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't add a building.
No. The assessor found a building that didn't know.
I think it was the golf cart barn. I think that's what got added.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then let me ask you this. Do you feel that it's fair to value the golf cart barn at whatever he has it valued at?
No, it's a little old barn, and it loses money. If I had Jerry go appraise the golf course, well, we had it appraised.
So this is still...
We had it appraised. I forgot we had to, but the bank put it appraised.
It was a little over $1 million. No, 2.3. Maybe it was a good appraisal, $2 million.
$2 million.
Well, then let's go ahead and
do
everything,
that. If we're paying taxes higher than that appraisal on all the parcels.
That was all of the parcels, not...
Including clubhouse.
Not just the clubhouse.
Yeah. Which you can't sell a... I guess you could if somebody wanted to buy a clubhouse without a golf course, but...
Can't play the clubhouse or golf course. Yeah. Clubhouse.
But if I asked him to appraise it, he'd appraise the whole thing as one deal.
Right.
I've done it. Not that one, but I have Point Royale, some of the others.
And it is for sale.
Let me ask you a question.
Is there anything in the rumor that's kind of passing around that golf course is a deep financial problem?
Ours?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We put money in it every year.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's, I guess, a deep financial problem.
Yeah.
When I have put money in it.
Well, there's kind of some rumors.
I guess that rumor's true.
Yeah.
That's, well, he's a colonel. He's earned it.
If it don't belong to Johnny Morris, it's a problem.
Well, yeah, I would love for him to.
That's a matter of opinion. So, Mr. Strahan, you said you had a question?
Yeah, I've got a question for Mr. Pennell. Is he going to be satisfied? You said you weren't satisfied with the overall. Are you going to be satisfied if we apply a 14% or 11, 10, whatever the 2.25 index to this, under the old total?
Probably not. And again, the reason I say that is I looked at another clubhouse on a different golf course, and it looks to me like they're paying cost approach, fair market. I mean, they haven't come like Rick and said we're not making money. But just that doesn't sit right with me.
What are you going to be satisfied with, what you got presented?
Well, that would be 1164 if we raise it the 10% that you're wanting to do, Danny.
1164. Well, I'm just trying to be consistent on what we're doing, and that's what I was trying to do before, whenever I basically voted against everybody else. So I wouldn't have
enjoyed it, but if I had realized that the BOE, we'd have put it back because it's only been a year. But,
well, I'm going to make that motion that did you put the 2.25 increase on?
That's what you asked for.
Yeah, and it turned out to
$1,164,407.
Well, that's my motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion, do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to set BOE number 2015-105 at the value of $1,164,407.
So, can I have a little discussion?
Any further discussion?
I go back to what I said before. It sure would be handy if I knew exactly why we decreased it 13% to start off with, but we're giving you the same increase that Mr. Pennell applied to the other parts of the county on top of what our deduction was last year. That's my statement, and I'm done.
In all fairness to Mr. Pennell, he did say that had he known it already been on the 2014 BOE, he would not have raised it. Is that what you said? So that would leave it at that $1,080,000.
I like Danny's move better.
Any further discussion? All aye, or all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I think I'm done, right?
Are you out here?
You are done. Does anybody need a...
Do theirs.
Does anybody need a recess? Mr.
Yes,
Crittle?
I got to go.
We will take a 5-minute recess.
See ya.